Hello, children. This is our Good Friday meditation, as we're now in Holy Week. You know already this is when Jesus dies for us on the cross. You've probably seen crosses somewhere. You might have one yourself. There's definitely some in church and in school. You might have one at home. I've got a crucifix. Do you know what that is? Well, it is a cross, but it's got Jesus's body, the body of Jesus on it. And when I have my rosary beads in my hand, there's a crucifix at the end of that. And I always like to kiss Jesus when I start to say the rosary. So I want you to imagine that you're standing on the hill by the cross of Jesus, looking up at him. How sad it is to see him suffer and die like that. Go into your little quiet spot in your heart room where Jesus is waiting for you. It's the same Jesus you saw on the cross. He's in your heart now. Close your eyes and go in and see Jesus for yourself. Can you see the marks on Jesus' hands as he reaches out to welcome you? Kiss Jesus' hands. His hands don't hurt him anymore, but he is glad that you remember that they did hurt him on the cross. Move closer to Jesus and tell him in your heart how sorry you are that the nails and the thorns on his innocent head hurt him. Tell him you are sorry for anything wrong that you've ever done that made him suffer so much. Say to Jesus that you would have given him a drink if you could, or wiped the blood or sweat off his face, or taken that crown of thorns off his head. But listen to what Jesus says back to you. Oh, thank you for wanting to be kind to me. You're a great child of mine. But there was nothing you could have done, he says. My mother couldn't help me either. But it's enough to know that you cared enough about me at that time. So you thank Jesus for loving you and for loving every single person so much in the whole world that he died for all of our sakes. Ask him to help you not to do anything bad. Promise him now that you're going to try to do good things, not quarrelling or getting angry or being disobedient or jealous. It's going to be hard. Stay with Jesus a little while now. Let him hold you close. Just be with him for a minute longer, thinking about how much he loves you. Now, you can open your eyes and come away out of your heart. Look again at Jesus in your imagination, or look at the cross to see him. Remember how you talked to him in your heart room, and try and remember what you promised him. Always try to please Jesus. And next time you look at a crucifix or a cross, smile that you love Jesus and he loves you. Amen. Looking forward to the next prayer when Jesus rises from the dead. You'll hear from me soon. Bye.